This video is brought to you by Brilliant. Today, Ireland intervenes in the ICJ genocide case against Israel, Turkey prepares for important local elections, and Colombia expels Argentine diplomats. From TLDR News, this is your daily briefing for Thursday, the 28th of March, 2024. Ireland's Foreign Minister Micheál Martin has announced that Ireland will intervene in support of South Africa's genocide case against Israel at the International Court of Justice. For context, South Africa went to the ICJ in late December, alleging that Israel, through its actions in Gaza, was violating the Genocide Convention. The court, which won't make a final ruling for years, found it plausible that Israel's acts could amount to genocide and issued provisional measures, ordering Israel to take all measures within its power to prevent genocidal acts. Israel asserts that it is acting in self-defense and within international law. And per the court's order, the Israeli government submitted a report last month on its compliance with provisional measures, though this report is not public. Now, to understand why and how Ireland is getting involved, we need to explain a bit about how these kinds of cases work. Any state that is party to a multilateral treaty can intervene in a dispute concerning how said treaty is interpreted. In this case, the Genocide Convention. States, in theory, intervene as neutral parties, but the nature of their intervention and the evidence they bring means in practice it is an intervention in support of one side or the other. In Ireland's case, Foreign Minister Martin says the Irish government has carried out analysis of the legal and policy issues arising in the case, and that it believes there is a case given how this war has been conducted. He added that the process will likely take a number of months. Specifically, Martin told the Guardian newspaper that Ireland will be inviting the court to consider the issue of broadening how you determine whether genocide has taken place or not, on the basis of an entire population being collectively punished, and argued that restricting food and other essentials in Gaza may constitute genocidal intent. In a statement, Martin said, "What we saw on the 7th of October in Israel and what we're seeing in Gaza now represents the blatant violation of international humanitarian law on a mass scale," pointing to the taking of hostages, withholding aid, indiscriminate bombing, collective punishment, and more. Now, Ireland is not the only country planning to get involved in the case, though. The German government has also announced its intention to intervene on Israel's behalf, calling the case a political instrumentalization of the Genocide Convention. Adjacent to this, Nicaragua is taking Germany to the ICJ, accusing it of failing to prevent genocide because of its support for Israel. There's more on the way, but be sure to subscribe and ring the bell to make the daily briefing part of your daily routine, or just search for us on your podcast app to listen along. Turkish citizens will be heading to the polls for local elections on Sunday, and President Erdogan has been working hard to secure a victory for his party, the AKP, in the face of failed campaign promises from last year's presidential election, particularly concerning the economy, with inflation near an all-time high. Whilst Erdogan isn't running, he's been representing his party at rallies and has been working on shoring up nationalist support in Turkey's major cities, which he lost to the opposition in 2019, and who account for 10% of the voter base. For instance, he's announced an expanded military operation against Kurdish militants in Iraq, hoping to appeal to the more nationalist parties. At the same time, though, he's been courting Turkey's Kurdish minority, who also make up around 10% of the electorate, and hinted at being ready to reconcile and talk with the pro-Kurdish People's Equality and Democracy Party, despite cracking down on them for years. If Erdogan's party is able to win back major cities, he may feel strong enough to rewrite the constitution to make it easier for him to retain the presidency in future national elections. Moving to South America now, where Colombia has decided to expel a number of Argentine diplomats in retaliation to comments made by Argentina's president, Javier Milei, in which he described Colombia's president, Gustavo Petro, as a terrorist, murderer, and communist. Milei made the remarks in an interview with CNN that has not yet been broadcast in full. Announcing the expulsion of the diplomats, the Colombian Foreign Ministry said, "The Argentine's president's comments have deteriorated the trust of our nation, in addition to offending the dignity of President Petro, who was democratically elected." And this isn't even the first time that Milei has caused a diplomatic fallout with Colombia. Back in January, Colombia recalled its ambassador from Buenos Aires after Milei called Petro a murderous communist who is sinking Colombia. Petro, who's formerly a senator and mayor of Bogotá, was elected Colombia's first leftist president in 2022. Until the early 90s, he was a guerrilla in the M19 rebel group before it demobilized and made the transition into regular politics. Now, Petro has had his fair share to say about Milei too, saying that Milei's election marked the return of the extreme right having once compared him to Argentina's former dictator, Jorge Rafael Videla. In other news, a survey carried out by the polling firm Ipsos has found that more than half of Europeans disapprove of the EU's new migration policy. Last December, EU leaders agreed on a new pact and a new set of migration regulations, which would implement harsher screening regulations and revised asylum procedures, essentially sending asylum seekers to a third country to have their applications processed. There are some concerns that this new pact could lead to an increase in human rights violations. However, the new pact only reached a provisional agreement in December, and it's still in the final stages of the legislative process, meaning that any effects of the policy will not be seen before the June European Parliament elections. Commissioned by Euronews, the poll was conducted among almost 26,000 respondents across 18 member states. The exact results found that 51% of Europeans have a negative assessment of the EU's migration policy, while only 16% have a positive view, and 32% has said the impact was neither positive nor negative. The poll also found that these opinions were, of course, based on voting preferences, with most voters holding negative views also saying they intend to vote for far-right or more conservative parties in the upcoming elections. Andrew Geddes, the director of the Migration Policy Centre at the European University Institute, told Euronews that he believes people's concern regarding migration has been fueled and politicised by the far right. Migration will most likely be the most important issue in the upcoming EU elections this June. And in a final bit of positive news for today, we discussed new findings that human brains are getting bigger, which could potentially reduce the risk of dementia and other age-related diseases in the future. Researchers at the University of California found that study participants born in the 1970s, so Gen X, had 6.6% larger brain volumes and almost 15% larger brain surface area than those born in the 1930s, and suggested that external influences, such as health, social, cultural, and educational factors, may play a role in larger brain development. It's thought that bigger brains will lead to increased resilience against dementia, with the incidence of dementia gradually falling each decade. Now, understanding exactly what's going to happen here can be a little tricky, requiring you to evaluate lots of information from different, often partial, sources. It would be sensible then to begin improving your critical thinking skills so that you can keep sharp and better understand what's going on. And well, our sponsor Brilliant.org can help you do just that. Brilliant is the online learning platform that's designed specifically to teach you everything from maths, data analysis, programming, and AI from the ground up. You don't need a fancy degree or to have dedicated hundreds of hours to studying any of these. All you need is a device with an internet connection and a few spare minutes each day. And with your spare few minutes, you'll learn by actually doing, with Brilliant providing hands-on lessons that let you play around with concepts, a method that has been shown to be 6 times more effective than just watching lectures. And what makes this even better is that this content is created by an award-winning team of teachers, researchers, and professionals from MIT, Caltech, Duke, Microsoft, and more. You can try everything Brilliant has to offer for free for a full 30 days if you click on the link in the description. That way, you'll also get 20% off an annual premium subscription.